Listen up and I'll explain. Each mechanic is responsible for 7 machines. No, there are more women, 1 for every 5 machines. The women control the fabric, and if anything goes wrong, they let us know right away. We are always on call because even the smallest problem means shutting down production. Yes, I know, it's impressive. No need to count, there are 172 machines. No need to worry either. It's usually just a broken needle. Look, every needle corresponds to a thread. The broken needle is taken down to the entrance so that Jaume and the apprentices can fix it with lead. The boss has promised that soon he's going to buy some needles from Germany that are supposed to last longer. We'll see if that's true. We'll also have to make sure the machines are well oiled and that... Hey, you, pay attention. One day you'll have to take my place. Do you think I knew all of this when I started? The first time I set foot in Gan Marfa, it was in 1940, and I wasn't even 14. Back then, that was the legal age to start work. I remember it well because someone reported me to the union. That was a waste of time. After the war, it was the owners, including Senor Marfa, who ran the local unions. Let me give you a bit of advice, for free. There's only one way to learn the trade. Observation, observation, and observation. From day one, when the foreman was repairing a machine, I would put my head right in there to see how it worked. If you've got your wits about you, you'll have no problems in this factory.